Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 8th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's anti-corruption drive.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 49306065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we want to welcome our radio to TV viewers. Of course, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's anti-corruption drive.
This comes as President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government has embarked on a major corruption crackdown, which has already claimed the scalps of former Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo on allegations of corruption, former Mines Minister Walter Tijakwa, former Agriculture, Mechanization and Irrigation Development Minister Joseph Made on various charges. Arrests of more former ministers, permanent secretaries and members of Mugabe's family are pending.
Mm-hmm. And but of course, critics of Mr. Mnangagwa are saying his anti-corruption drive is targeted at the so-called G40 cabal. This refers to those members of the ruling ZANU-PF party that were sympathetic to President Robert Mugabe and his wife, Grace Mugabe.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. Abafisa ukusixhuma khona manje nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Namhlanje sixoxa ngakhona ukubotshwa kwabalabo ababe ngabaphathi intambo bakahulumende. Lapha sixhuma ngobaba uGeneral Chombo, kuzobuya-ke umnumzana Walter Tijakwa, kuzobuya-ke umnumzana Joseph Made, labanye abambalwa abanjengomnumzana Walter Mzembe abethiswa amacala atshiyeneyo. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi bakhona abanye ukuthiwa bazabotshwa, abanye bangikhona ngabantwana obayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Lapha sikhuluma ngoShatunga loRobert Junior. Kuzobuya-ke nxa sisikhangela okunye baningi abantu abasebekhonana besithi hayi kanti indaba kubotshwa labo babeku-G40 kumbe i-Generation 40 eyayifuna ukuthi-ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe athathe isikhundla somkakhe. So ngenani kuhlelo khona manje njalo lisixhume ku-Facebook siku-VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele nakuVOA Shona. So asixoxeni kunjalo fowethu.
Hunguka hamawadiwa nasi tilauti tinge tichitarisa nezvenyaya yekurwisa uori. Mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakazivisa iwo kuti nyaya yekurwisa uori ndoimwe nyaya yanga iri pamusoro pezvinhu zvavanoda kuita kubva zvavatora chigaro kune vaiva mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa kurwisa uori hakuna kuipa, asi chakaipa kutarisa kuti wabuda mbamani. Vamwe vari kuti nyaya yekurwisa uori inenge yakangorerekera kune vaisatsigira vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari muchikwata chiya chaizikanwa nekuti Generation 40 kana kuti G40. Kunova ndo kune makurukota anechitsama asungwa achipomerwa mhosva dzeuori. Gibbs.
Yes, ndabona sivili kula vantu abasibhaleleyo sivili lapha abafuna kuti bangena kuhlelo. Sile nombolo zenu selfonela khona ngapho. Kuba sokubuya ke abanye basithumezele imilayezelo kuba njengoabhisha. Wabhisha kuti ye siyakubona khonoko kuti abantu ababotshwa abaningi yilabo abaku-Generation 40, kanti labo abe-team Lacoste ke yindawo bengabotshwa. Sifisa ukuthi nxa kubotshwa phela kubotshwe wonke umuntu. Okwakwenzakala kubhanda kuyamenza lo moyo. Ye siyakuzwa abhisha khona ngapho lapho khona. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana Alec. U-Alec la kuthi yeyi esikubona sibili kuhle kakhulu ngoba sokulokubotshwa lokubophisana ukuthize kodwa ke asikwazi ukuthi kuphelela ngapi esake sakubona ukuthi ke umnumzana umgabe wayejala ukwenza konoko nxa ungabotshwa abantu abese bakhulula nje basihambele so singazi ukuthi ale uthini konapho kodwa yayibeka sibili inkulumo yakhe siyakhumbula ukuthi sibili kubakhona bake babotshwa sibili bekuhulumende kamnumzana umgabe kodwa hayi bacina nje sebeyekelwa so ke asixoxeni khona manje ngikubona njalo udaba lolo ngibona njani umnanga kwawenza into eyiyo kumbe nje uyagida nje kunoko kuthiwa ke utshengisele ukuthi ufuna ukuthi abantu bamkhethe so ungani kunjalo ke please
of course we have our first guest to introduce him shortly of course we just want to acknowledge those who are already following on our Facebook page. Rogo, thank you so much. Kenny Sunday, Tapinda by Live Talk, guys. I'm in Midrand, Johannesburg. Thank you so much. David Sixpence, say, Machpanda Border Post, Tnotenda. Tinashe Mumba says, Diphonire Iwo, call me. I will try to call you. Tinashe Mumba, Doubt Murwisi, Arkudo Kufoni Rwawi. Mm-hmm. Let me introduce our first guest. Guest is a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, blessing and Gibbs. Thank you, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
What's your take, Mr. Mavinga, on these arrests that are going on, you know, in Zimbabwe?
So far, it appears that this could be retributive justice agenda and selective in that the targets so far are almost exclusively the vanquished G40 faction of ZANU-PF and not the criminals around the current president, as it were. So this is the worrying challenge that it appears is not wholesome, it's not comprehensive, but we are looking at a selective application of the law, and not only that, it's not serious enough, because if you look at some of the cases that we hear in the court of ministers being arrested for having, you know, bags of maize or beans on their property or expired maize seeds, like in the case of Joseph Made. So it seems there hasn't been any comprehensive and thorough investigation, but it appears the end result might be just the arrest and humiliation and arrest harassment, and not a comprehensive anti-corruption drive.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mavinga, your critics and the backers of the president will say, no, the issues that you want to be investigated might need a lot of evidence gathering, and the president must start somewhere, and is starting with the lowest hanging fruits. There's nothing wrong with that. Those big ones will come later.
I don't think that would be a proper and systematic way to deal with corruption in Zimbabwe, which is so endemic. What is needed is to look at the big issues, begin investigations, do it properly, and not rush to arrest as if it is persecution by prosecution or simply targeting opponents. Why just go for G40 ministers, as it were? There is also hanging fruit on the other side. We have had cases in the public of public accusations of corruption against ministers like, say, Robert Mpofu or others. Those can be acted upon. Why take this selective approach? And also, why not have a deeper investigation? Why not have the police do their work properly and not appear to be driven by the need for publicity that so-and-so minister of G40 has been arrested, and not necessarily the rate of conviction? What we want to focus on is how many people have been properly arrested, subjected to due process of law, and convicted. How many convictions are we counting? None so far.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
But do you foresee any convictions, Mr. Mavinga?
At this rate, and with the kind of issues that are being put on the charge sheets, I doubt very much. You know, when someone like former Minister Mzempi is accused of donating television sets to church organizations, surely, I don't see any serious convictions. What I'm looking forward to, if Mnangagwa is serious, investigations into the companies and individuals who siphoned diamond revenue from Marange. Those companies must be held accountable. And we want to see big amounts that we can talk about, not this petty case that they are talking about setbacks of maize here or setbacks of sugar beans on Makwasensi Ngwane farm. That is not serious rate at the moment. It's just harassment of opponents. Investigations into the dubious Grace Mugabe doctrine. These are not serious issues of corruption. What we want is to look at the core of corruption, which is systematic. And so far, nothing has been done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller, blessing. Is Lobo Makaya, it's when? Baba Makaya, Kunjan. It's generally Igatha Sibili. Kunjan, Lobo Kona Kona Kona.
Kuyachisa ngifike lamhlanje ngivele eZimbabwe kodwa ngihlangana lakho ilanga lishisa ngapha kakhulu.
Ungaphi khonapho? Usebuswana kumbe eSouth Africa?
ngiseSouth Africa eMpumalanga province.
Hayi, kuhle kakhulu. So akutsho baba, uyabona ukuthi abantu bayabotshwa khonangale eZimbabwe, ungathini ngakho khonokho?
So siyani ayikhuluma zanga kahle ukuthi iprogram ibinjani.
Ye, kukhanya kulabantu ababotshwayo nje sikhuluma. Unja manje ngo-Ignatius Chombo, uzobuya uJoseph Made labanye ababe ngabaphathi intambo bakahulumende kusasekulomgabe esikhundleni. So baba, tshela ukuthi abanye kuthiwa bafumbathiswa, abanye kuthiwa babe ngenza ukuhle besemahofisini, njalo abanye ngokungathembeki nje. So kubona njani khonokho?
Kubonakala kuqondile, but engingabashwala ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa njengo-president okhona kathesi ngesikhathi usavusa umgabi besisazi kahle ukuthi uhulumende wangikhona ubele corruption ebona loba mbani laye ukunanda kwabe phakathi ukuthi kathesi ngase bebotsha usexaca yena angabe sexaca ukuthi yena useninjani ukusiphisimo ngokuthi khona yikho kungasisiza kuzesibona ukuthi for sure ngizwa le corruption okuqondileyo.
So ke wena ubona ngazani ke ukubotshwa kwabo lokhu yikudlala ngesikhathi nje vela kulaluthoza phomu?
Nxa kuyikhona kuyana vele sesikwazi nanga betha sekuzama kade kuyikudlala ngesikhathi, but singakwazi kade kuloba sesitshela ukuthi nguhulumende omutsha mhlambe yikho sesifuna ukuthi kucace ukuthi kade sekuyenza njani laphana vele kade bebotshwa nje emehlweni yabantu ngale nkundla kakhishwe, but asazi khathesi ukuthi ba iminyaka kuzahlala indima enjani.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu baba Makaya, sibongele kakhulu, ungathinela kusasa.
Ngiyabonga baba, zitshone kahle.
Hayi, lawe utshone kahle khona ngapho. So that was Mr. Makaya, okay. Is in Mpumalanga, South Africa. You are saying, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa should come clean, you know, because he used to be in a government that was accused of, you know, corruption and all those kind of things. And where does he stand himself, you know? In terms of this corruption, of course, he wants people to be investigated. But what about him? So he's got that big question, I think.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, Ms. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu, a political activist based here in Seattle, Washington State in the U.S. Ms. Ndlovu, good evening.
Yebo, ninjani bagithi?
Ngiyaphila. Kunjani?
No, I'm blessing. So, Ulamo keeps
coming. Yes, blessing.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Gibbs, you get fired.
So basically, first we'll start this conversation in English, then we can use our own languages. So, how do you, what's your take actually on these arrests?
Okay, I think these arrests are a good sign to me as an individual and someone who's been following politics in Zimbabwe, because I see someone who is trying to show us that he's genuine. He's trying to move from where they were to the next. If he took over and he did nothing, I would be the first person to complain. But he took over in November, and you can see some significance. If you are going to look at someone who has 8 farms, And they build houses like they are building castles in Scotland. Where did they get that money? The only thing that I can add on is that there are still some people that are within the government that is keeping in the ministry that I believe they also deserve to be arrested. Because he's trying to set an example. Zimbabwe had gone into corruption, so much corruption from the top to the lowest person in the country. And he is telling you, I am going to be a no-nonsense person. I'm not going to tolerate the same kind of corruption that we had in the previous government. And that's what I understand, and I believe, I'm speaking for myself, I need to give him a chance. I can't start complaining now. I want to look at those arrests and see where they are going.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would start complaining.
Yeah, but some are saying, if you look at all those arrests, everyone who has been arrested is a perceived member of the so-called G40 faction that has now been vanquished. And people are saying, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this.
Yeah, I see, I understand politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I participated in the liberation struggle, and I understand what you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the United States. I've lived in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
If you take someone to court, like he's taking them to court, and I'm sure he has reasons why those people, he has arrested those people, and he will bring them to the court. But if they are brought to the court and we find that their arrest has been political, then I would be concerned that he did that to eliminate them. I don't see whether he did that to eliminate them or there's something that we don't know as citizens why they have been arrested. And for me, I wish he could arrest more people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I would be happy to see him going after his own colleagues that are currently in the government. But I can't say the G40 because I don't know who the G40 is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think so far he has arrested 40 people. If he wanted to arrest the G40, I wish he could also put Grace Mugabe in there because she was also part of the G40.
She has been investigated. They've hinted that an arrest might actually be coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we don't know what those crimes, those people committed.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when people investigate, it doesn't matter which part of the world. There's an investigation in this country where I live. And people get arrested after an investigation. Let's give them a chance. And let those people get arrested and get arrested. If they're arrested and tried in court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So, ngxenye yabuyela kuwe ngamafishane sibini ngesindebele ukuthi pho-ke ubona ngazani kuya ngaphi konoku ukubotshwa kwabantu labo ngamafishane sibini.
Bazahamba e-court babo. Bayefakwa phambi kwamahlawuli izindaba. Nxa bengenzanga lutho bazakhutshwa. Nxa kulolutho abalwenzileyo bazahamba ejele. Lingakhangela ukuthi iZimbabwe ukuthi ibisinjani. IZimbabwe ibisi-corrupt. And I understand his definition of corruption. Definition of corruption kuye ngendlela akufaka ngayo kuskulu e-address abantu e-South Africa. He says if a teacher goes to work and they don't teach, ngesikhathi befanele befundise, i-corruption. Nxa ungunesi ungahamba esibhedlela uyesebenza kumele usebenze usuke ungasebenzi uyenza ezinye izinto zakho. That corruption. And i-corruption eZimbabwe is deep. And ukuthi size sesabe ukuthi siye singenza i-corruption sizabotshwa kumele set an example. It's unfortunate ukuthi abantu laba asebabophile labantu kade beku-opposition yakhe. Sizabona after the next election whether abazamu-opposa uzababopha. Then we can start complaining. Because thina kasikho besingekho phakathi kwezandla esiphandle. Mna ngakho bephakathi kwezandla. And ingabe kuthiwa abantu bezandla bona abanye ababephakathi kwezandla babuza ukuthi kathi mna ngakho utshobo umbophelayo. kumbe kuba it's possible G40 yona leyo there is something that they did that we don't know.
Mhm.
Manje ngase kuba investigate imali zama diamond.
Kunjalo.
Siyawazi ukuthi zathathwa mbali.
Mhm.
Nxa kungasethwa nge-investigation, we will never know. And I want to say one thing about politics here in Zimbabwe. Politicians are politicians, and they will always be politicians. They will not change. But when someone comes, if the seat of government is going to change, as you mentioned, the name is born to the young.
Yes. Because
when a lot of mina ngizale emathebelele and ngawulandisela ukuthi ngafelwa ngabantu bangikhaya bangake etholotsho bebulawa igugu round. But I'm saying to myself, even if mina zenihlaba umkhosi, ugogo wami labobani bani bami, they're not going to come back. But iZimbabwe is a country that has to move on. And the same people bona labo abafuna ukuthi bethone belindise umnankagwabe embuzisa igugu round, abe ngabuzanga umgabe kutala. Because umuntu wayefuda ngumgabe. And ukuthi ngenxa ukuthi thina ku-community yethu sasithi ngumlankapha ngumlankapha, it could be the one. But the same people that are asking umlankapha now abangama-politicians akobulawa, I would ask them questions bakhamisa. For instance, we had this Zambezi Water Project. It never came anyway. But umuntu wadla iZambezi Water Project ngubani?
Sikubamba umlomo. Yes, sikubamba umlomo. Siyabuya kuwe khonapho-ke. So she's saying that... you know, Mr. Mnanga was trying to set an example of how to tackle corruption and should be given a chance. Basically, that's what she's saying.
Okay.
So we'll go back to it.
I think we have a caller. Tina advocate. Magadi.
Yeah, how are you, sir?
Iwa, Tirina, ni kurise ego.
I'm fine, but I think what is happening is quite clear. The issue, let's give government chance. What we have seen is maybe a continuation of what was happening with the former president. Some of these guys were being investigated.
Advocate, your line is bad. If you may move a little bit from where you are, maybe it might help.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying maybe what we are seeing is a continuation of the same investigation which we started during the previous government. And as you rightly said, these are the low-hanging fruits. And everything has to start from somewhere.
Unfortunately, we got cut off.
The lines are really bad.
The lines are bad, you know, especially one particular network. Which we are not going to mention, but it has been giving us problems since morning. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yes, you heard what Ms. Ndlovu said, that at least Mr. Mnangagwa is doing something. They need to give him time.
No, I do not agree, Blessing, because this is exactly what they want. To give the impression that they are doing something. Because, look, if you are going to deal with corruption, you might as well do it properly. You know, when you talk of the courts, let's also look at the independence of those institutions. What we need here is, let's take, for example, former Minister Ignatius Chombo. What was the charge? You know, he was released after having been tortured, and then he was then picked up on a second charge, which was pure harassment. That was being a criminal nuisance for wearing regalia of ZANU-PF without permission. So when you talk of the arrest as a headline, it looks like it's something that's happening, but it's completely pointless because now it's no longer about corruption. It's just something that is very petty and that would not result in a conviction on issues of corruption on a large scale. But this is what is happening. It's just harassment, which does not go to the root of dealing comprehensively or wholesomely with corruption.
Gibbs?
Yes, I'm also a colleague. Umnunza not your fingers. Labanto babi lapetu wa nokala ge ngutizaya. Baba tizaya kunjani? Baba tizaya kumbe ngutizaya. Tizaya? Yeah, umnunza na kunjani? kanyifoni yakhe sije bayi bayi
lines are bad
eh amandla zangkhona wanza sevens siyambukelela futhi sizame kuba bungwenya oh desire kutho khona eh
hello
ye unja
hello
ye sasikuzwa baba I think bebe ngakungenisa kuhle lapha emphakathini
okay
so uthini wena ngodaba lo mnumzana
angizaba
uthini ngalokho kubotshwa kwabantu ezibabo siyabona ukuthi baningi kakhulu asebedojiwe lapho Chombo uzobuya Walter Chidakwa Walter Mzembe badojwa sibili wena ukubona njani khonokho
mina ngicabanga ukuthi kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba izano PF nge-corruption beyivele ihamba phambili kuyaziwa vele ukuthi bekagcwele i-corrupt so lo phethe maye ebazi laba abakade benza i-corruption ifuna babophi impela hayi angabangabadlalisi ngoba labantu baluthe kakhulu ama-resources e-country lathi ifamily kamgabe naye kufuna azababopha zayena kuyifamily kamgabe angahloniphuli ukuthi umgabe omdala akambophi unkosikazi kamgabe nawe kuboshwe nabantwana bakhe ngoba kade bedlala ngemali yonke indawo abantu bezibabo behlupheka so maye senza kanjalo umnankako ekuqaleni bengimzoni impela bengingamthandi kodwa ngendlela angathi ayenza ngakhona izinto nje kugcina nami sengisho ukuthi hayi into ayenza i-right ngiyamsupporta kwezinye izinto kakhulu
o yebo so usungazani susoftena inhliziyo sibonani hayi ungani indoda esebenzayo
yona indoda esebenza kodwa ngingeke ngisho ngoba namhlanje kukhulunywa kuyo ngingeke ngisho ngendlela izano p f ehleleke ngakhona ngoba indlela ehleleke ngakhona yona angiyisupport lokhu ngingakhuluma ngelinye ilanga nangabe kuyakhulunywa mhlawumbe ngazama ukungena ngale langa nikhuluma nge-unity day ukuthi i-unity day injani ngangizophawula lapho ukuthi hayi mina i-unity day angiyiboni into efanele celebrate especially kulolu hlangathi lasemathebeleleni ngoba ngendlela izano p f ehleleke ngakhona I accommodate unity. It was just ukuvala abantu imigomo lokhu. But into ayenza kwamanje kuright.
Uyibona uzani kodwa lo muntu ozagwetshwa yini? Uzokuthi ajombo sebegwetshelwe kodwa. Kungenzakala khona?
Into engingayazi kungakuhle kakhulu. Singajabula kakhulu. Even nabo Jonathan Moyo balandele labakhona babona. Ngoba ngithi uJonathan Moyo isikhathi engumminista angazi bathi kunemali ayisebenzise endaweni engafanelanga ayisebenzise khona and wayechoma ngakho embuluza ngakho e-proud ngakho ngathi kuyinto e-right siyasibona kwamanye amazwe uminista mayisebenzisa imali ye-ministry la angafanelanga ayisebenzise khona uyaboshwa uyakhishwa esikhundleni aboshwa kodwa umgabe ubelibele abacommodate eqhubeka nabo futhi bejabulela i-corruption so ngicabanga ukuthi ma ngababopha kanjalo mnangakazi abuke nefamily kamgabe ngoba ku-obvious ifamily kamgabe i-corrupt ngoba mangabheka nokuthi unkosikazi wakhe wathola njani i-degree ubheke ukuthi abantwana bakhe bebedlala kanjani ngemali ubheke ukuthi amapulazi bebewathatha kanjani ubheke yonke into le umkhwenyana bobephethe lapha kwa-ezimbabwe yonke leyo nto kufanele ababophi impela babuyise ezinye imali abazithatha
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke disa isibongombani umnumzana
indlovu
sibongela endlovini ungathi yona kusasa
alright ngiyabonga
ye so that is Mr. Disa he says Mr. Mnangagwa is doing the right thing and it's actually softened this hard towards him. Says, yeah, he appears to be a man who is working very hard. But he says he doesn't trust his ZANU-PF. Whatever they're doing is good, but he has to actually look into exactly how they're doing things. So he says the best thing is for Mnangagwa to also use that to arrest people like Jonathan Moyo. He says the allegations against Moyo of corruption, and even the first lady, says if possible, and his kids, and even his son-in-law, all of them should be arrested. Then I'm told we've got Mr. Ngonyo on the line. Baba Ngonyo, Ngonyo. Stella, Utini Stella.
Hey, Nyapila, Mani. Njani Pila, Woto?
Nyapila, Unga Baba Ngonyo, Stella.
Nje Baba Ngonyo.
Ngonyo, Ngonyo.
Hai, Kuru Kurati, Nje, Ngani Kulo Moya, Mani. Nyapu, Ngonyo.
Ye, Natuta, Baki, Stella, Lapa. Kwenye, Kwa, Bocho, Vanda, 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 bonke lapho so wena ubona njani
I know man into enhle kakhulu le ubonisa khona ukuthi umnankagwa lo yindoda omele siyetende empeleni mina ngokubona kwami mina ngizobona ngibona ngenye indlela ethukileyo kancane yes abantu bamzondala ubaba ikakhulu ekwena emadebhereleni nge-ground yebo hhayi asikuyani lokhuyana kodwa-ke umuntu anti uyacholelwa kuphela mayezivuma izono zakhe angithi kodwa lokhu akwenzayo kuyiphathi yokuzama ukuklina laphana ngenxa yokuthi vele bese kungcole kakhulu kuzanu laphana siyakubonga thina ngoba ma simbone senza kanje empeleni akusikho ukuthi uthenga amehlo abantu kodwa masimbona la ngendlela lokuba ayethimamele ngendlela adikhuluma ngayo. No man ilindodo uyazama ukuthi alungisikizwe, uyazama ukuqina lapha ngoba vele kumele aqale ithanyele lapha etafuleni. Andikwane itafuleni yani ukuze abe kukudla kuphinda phansi. Engavekile ke kungcolile kunjalo. So mayenza iklina prayer ayenzayo siyajabula, siyakubonga lokhuya. Yebo asimnikezeni ithuba lomuntu kakhulu thina amaNdebele asibonelayo. Ake simnikeze ithuba kuyafika isikhathi aze futhi nakithi azocholisa. Nginethemba kathi uma izinto sezi-right uzobuya azocholisa, sozayeke ngoba ukhulume kakhulu ngoxolo thi mzwile. Konke lokuyana siyakubonga. Zonke izigebengu zezane bekade ziwona mbethiwa i-G40 leyo. Thina kasikwazi sikubiza sithi yizanu ngoba akuvele kuyizanu. So naye ma eziza ukuthi uyingwenya kabonise ukungwenya kwakhe ngoba njengamanje simbheke ngamehlokozi kakhulu ukuthi ufuna ukwenzani, uzoyenzani. Ma ebabopha laba abantu ngeqiniso thi babona begwetshwa bevalelwa o-50 years besejele, abanye besala mpela odilika jele o-90 years o-95 years. Which is good man, ku-right lokuyani. Vele yikho esikufunayo. Izigebengu kazivalelwe zonke. Sesekubuyelwa futhi laphana kuyehlala futhi etafuleni. Sesekubhekwa nabantu ababetha abantu ngo-2008. Babanjwe futhi nabo bafakwe emthethwandaba baziwe. Kubuye kubuyelwe futhi eseqala futhi naye lapha khona umnangakho ukuthi i-background uphendule esithini. Ngoba lapho sifuna ukumuzwa futhi ekuphendula.
Awuphendula
yes. Sikuze simxolela ngithi. Kumele asiphendule nge-background engabe lokho esithi simxolele simxolele. Yes, sizamxolela kodwa aqale aphendule kuqala ukuthi waye kwakuhamba njani ngoba lathi kuyazigida sinje asikwazi ukuthi kwakuhamba njani. Sabona abadala bephonga ubulawa phambi kwethu nabanye abafowethu bafa asazi ukuthi kwakuhamba njani.
Aambona
simnikezeni ithuba mani.
Awuboni ke sibonge kakhulu, sitshele ungathini wakusasa.
Ngiyabonga mani, ngiyabonga kakhulu hamba.
Okay, bye bye sis. So that is Mr. Stella Ngwenya is saying that Mnangagwa is doing a good job. He says, you know, he's a person that has been seeking for help, you know, not help per se. He has been trying to say people should forgive him for whatever happened, you know, during the Kukuraon times and, you know, for people to actually, you know, live together in a, like a family. So he says, no, if it comes to the people, then apologizes, people are going to respect that and respect him more than any other person that has ruled Zimbabwe. He says, what he would like to see is the arrest of other people. If they're jailed for 50 years, 90 years, for life, and all those kind of things, you rejoice. Because you say, yes, Mr. Mnangagwa is actually doing a lot of things. And he says, you must remember to also arrest those that actually killed people in 2008, and those that committed the Kukuraon atrocities. So he'll be happy to see all that. And then he had a term that he used. He said, Mnangagwa is literally draining the swamp. You know,
so in Donald Trump style.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Mavinga. Mavinga.
Hello, Ndripano. Hello.
Tombo Zoka kwa Muri Murgunzu. Ava muari kutai. Ava mnanga guanu fana kuti. Va tangire. Panichimo chidano. Vombo bata idzodzi. Ripo idzavaru kuona idzodzi. Deni kumberu kukada shibvira. Kozo ongora hizo dzemangoda dziri kudiwa nevanhu vakawanda hizo.
Ah kwete hatingati kubatana kumeso tichidaro. Chiripo ndechekuti nyaya dzewar dzinoda kuti dzitambwe negwara kwaro, dziitwe nemazvo nemapurisa achinga kabere kusaya zvakanaka. Pasakupite chii dzange chidhange chekumhanyira kuda kusunga vanhu pasina nyaya inobatika iripo. Zvakareko Rao, dos de Patina, não dá muito goriripo, vachadzisa kuti vatambe nyaya idzi. Makaona imini kuti pakasungwa vatombo pakutanga. Vakapa chikumbiro kudare redzimhosva kuti sei vapa umboo neuchapupu hwavo pativande vachiti nekuti zvikazivikanwa nenyika yese zvinorera hazvizokuti zvakanaka. Ndochekutanga. Chepiri tinoona kuti vatombo vakasiyiwa nenyaya iyoyo ndokubva vazobatwa vachinzi vapatirwa nyaya yei. Nyaya yekupfeka kepesi. Asi nyika inenge ichiudzwa kunzi inyaya yehuori. Zvino kupfeka kepesi hungava huori here nai vazulu? Ndoro yatingati korupsheni yacho here iri kutaurwa iyoyo. Kana kuti uyo aigova gurukota rezvemasipotsi Makosini Chongwane ozi afungirwa kunzi ane masaga akati wandei ebeans ndizvo here? Mota hanzi vari kubata nyaya dzehuori. Kwete, ngatisegei kubatana kumeso kana kuhwanda nemumwe. Muridzowembwa ndoumwe tete. Ngazvive netichete zvinhu zviri kuitwa izvi kwete kuti zvoita sekuti inyaya dzegipoti dziri kutambwa kwete.
Tinotenda zvikuru Vadhewa Mavhinga. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the anti-corruption drive launched by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. This is coming after the ouster of former President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, after the military said it was tapping in because, of course, amongst others, the issue of corruption that they were alleging that Mr. Mugabe was not handling very well. And Mr. Mnangagwa has promised to deal with corruption. Some are saying this is very positive and he's in the right direction. Yet others are saying no, they don't agree with Mr. Mnangagwa because he seems to be targeting his political opponents, the vanquished so-called G40 cabal. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a lot of people that are posting messages on Facebook, and one of them is Mark. Mark writes, this is not a fight. This is not a fight against corrupt leaders, but a factional battle between the two factions. Then Tutuzwa Msunduzwa says, can you call me, guys? I'm at Oliver Tambo Airport. Mm-hmm. Then Noma Kabo says, these arrests are a smokescreen. And then for Sakile Liline, Duncan Komo, Costa Manzini, thank you so much for joining us. Sindisa Nyati, Tembani Tube, Peter Nyoni, and Tembegile Matangu Mchimba. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sichasile khonapha likhona lani siyalibona. And then kule omnye message ethunyoze khona manje nguthabani uthabani uthi nemfoni levo yethu. So I'm told we've got a caller.
Yes, nemwe mthelele makadi. Aiwa, tiripo munoitwa vani? Nhare yacho haisi kunyatsonzwika, munogona kumbofamba here? Phone dzacho dziri kuti netsei Gibbs.
So I've got some two other messages.
Yeah.
And one from Shapiro Moyo, who says, can you call me, including Tozi Simpofu. He says, I'm in Bulawayo. Call me now, please. Mm-hmm. So I think we've got a problem, like you said, about this specific network, which is not allowing us to call people the way we're supposed to. And then Nomakawa also writes, it sounds like the victims of Kukurahunda are willing to forgive Mr. Mnangagwa fully. So why is he not apologizing and compensating the victims? So I think it goes along with this kind of corruption thing. And then, as I said, Indlamanzi, Jamela says, I'm watching you guys too. So thank you so much for those that are watching us. And Ntokozi Simpofu says, please call me now. So do you have anybody?
We also have Biggie Stole who says, Ndiriku che. Thank you so much. We have John Mugwagwa, Arguseka Akapa. Stephen Lewantu Mkudu, Arguti, no, he is the same as Mugabe. Then Chanda Piwa Takawira, Arguti, let's give Mnangagwa a chance to see how he is going to perform. Then thank you so much, Crispin Karewere, Kawarewere. In Cape Town, then Justice Manzongo says, prison is a place where big thieves keep small ones. This is a quotation from the later Dr. Edson Mudadirwa Robo in 1979.
Yes.
He said that, of course, a prison is a place where
big criminals keep small ones.
Certainly. Then we've got Elliot Mukome, who is in Beira in Mozambique. He says, hi guys, thank you for joining us, Mukome. Then we've got Neo Leo Pokatsu, who says, it's laughable to say the least what is going on in Zimbabwe. Then Ernest Ngube says, what is G40 as compared to the president himself that instructed the butchering, alleged butchering of people in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces? Derek Wungwe says, Mnangagwa 2018 is collecting state revenue from those who actually looted. So he's saying this is a clever way of getting money, you know, for the government. And then Ernest Ngube says, the wall of ZANU-PF needs to be arrested. And then Albert Mufundo says, what about the $15 billion from diamond revenues? Mm-hmm. Then Moses Selo writes, it's a question actually. Mm-hmm. Says, is Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa himself clean? I think maybe this begs some kind of commentary from our friend here who is Mr. Tawama Vinga. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Mavinga, here's a question. Is Mr. Mnangagwa himself clean? Of course, we can make allegations, right? Oh, Mavinga is gone as well. So, it's me and you now. So, do we have any other caller there?
We don't some have messages? Any. We have messages, of course, on our Facebook page. We'll try to connect with Mr. Dewa Mavinga. Mm-hmm. Phones, like we said, bear with us. They are a bit problematic, but we are doing our best. Mm-hmm. And Tina Philip Munjaranji, are good live in Tekwini. Thank you so much, Philip. Frederick 20p Argutie Dewa is spot on. Stephen Lewanto Mukudu says, I grew up with Dewa. Interesting. Stephen, and then we have Rufaro Esther Argutie and Iskunzwa Ndex. You have to learn, sure. That's true, Esther. You have to learn. Minangia doba doba.
Yeah, well, you are trying, but...
Yeah, doing my best.
Yeah, I know you.
Yes. Yeah, everyone is saying I'm doing very well.
Okay. And, I'm not saying it.
Of course, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the issue of corruption in Zimbabwe with President Emmerson Mnangagwa saying that he's going to crack down on corrupt officials. And so far, quite a number of former ministers have been arrested, including a former finance minister and the last finance minister appointed by President Robert Mugabe, Dr. Ignatius Chombo, the likes of Walter Muzembi, the former foreign affairs minister, Walter Chidagwa, mines minister, and others, a provincial governor, Machaya, of the Midlands province. He has also been arrested. But of course, critics of the president are saying he is not doing enough, and he is also focusing on, you know, what Mr. Mavinga referred to, those who store petty cash, not the real alleged looters.
Yes, no, Baba Mpofu, let me go ahead. Baba Mpofu, salve na nivaa.
Yeah, what is that about?
Spile la kuru, Mpofini, uu upigo la Mpofu.
Mese periwe hii, bro.
Ah, wanege, hivi zombani, Mpofini.
Nina makwendele Thomas Mpofu mbekhe nenkayi.
Ah, boni ke chakhelitala. So wena ubona njani ukubotshwa kwabantu kona pake? Eh, abanja ngabotshombo, omzembi, oshitakwa, labanye bachiyene.
Ngiyakubona baba, kodwa ke mawu kanela kahle kahle. Izano vele isukela ekuqaleni yakhumbulisa Ndira Commission iwele kwethi scandal. Usiza uzozofika lo hlupho labo gugura wonto omramba tshina. Uze futhi ke la madoda abakhuluma Mnangagwa ungeke uthole i-bookshelf yabo ukuthi ungathenga ibhuku kaMnangagwa. Ukuthi ufunde ukuthi eqalisa ukuba i-youth ejoyine izano engena kwi-liberation strike, i-activities yakhe yayingathi i-biological yakhe asiyazi ukuthi zethu zokuhamba kanjani. Sethu njengazo lezo ngiyathanda ukuthi singasibi sikhula lami ngikhule ngidabuthetha kuzaphu zigijima ngabotshwa lami ngatshaywa kakhulu ngamabhunu. njalo ukaleni wabheka abantu bashisela imizi ngamabhunu kulantu ababulawayo ukuthi angabathengisi abakhulumi ngabo abantu abaye babakhula iZimbabwe abantu badutshula abanye amayouth esasilawo bethuthula amabhunu abanye babulawayo abakhulumi ngakho iyatshisa imizi akukhulunywa ngakho manje kukhulunywa ngokuthi khona kulaba abantu be-corruption kodwa uma ukhumbula usikuze wathiya ingoma ethiyo na i-crisida kwafonya bhumu abakhulumi izani indala nge-corruption so okwamanje ukuthi thina sithi siya esikhulu esiyibona sisuthe ngesikhathi senti silama 50 years manje azange sisebenze ekhaya zange vele sithole lutho mara i-examination ngabhadala kodwa zange ngithole ama-examination te phasi bathiwa amatisha ngesikhathi se-ground vele hayi mina kwakuthi angishile vele kodwa babona ukuthi ngasaphila kubenzima baba kodwa indoda le ngayizwi ikhulumayo kodwa hayi iqiniswa likho ngoba ngabe kuthiwa kunamabhuku akho ayabhala ama-leaders edala amabhuku abhalayo ukuthi sifunde nge-autobiography yabo ukuthi babesenzani bazasenzelani you can read from there but manje hayi kunzima ukuthi sithole isiqiniso kibo laba
kodwa ubona zani bona abasebebotshiwe-ke bazagwetshwa yini kumbe lapha-ke ngilize kuphela
maybe kungaba i-smoke screen nje ukuthi siyakathinga phela abantu ama-politician they talk what they see people want to hear that's what they talk about then ekwenzeni kwabo kube kude kakhulu udikile iminyaka ethize beli-promisile into abazabenzela yona so babhena ndi-situation ukuthi hhayi abantu manje bafuna ukutshelwa lokhu basitshele lokhu abasitshela khona sijabule ngaleso sikhathi sithi bazasenzeka hhayi basindlilise kancane sithole ukuthi siyasideka siya phandle
siyabonga kakhulu baba mpofu ungadinga kusasa mnumzane
ngiyabonga ba
ye siyabonga kakhulu so that was Mr. Mpofu he says if Mr. Mnangagwa is doing well, it cannot be measured against his own background because he doesn't know a thing about his bio, you know. He's of course the president, but he's not well known in terms of you know who exactly he is. Says maybe he committed a lot of crimes, maybe he's corrupt. People want to know all those kind of things. And he says ZANU-PF has got a very good history of corruption. So that's how he sees it.
Of course, we are not a court of law, and all of these are allegations. Until a court of law rules otherwise, they remain allegations. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's anti-corruption drive. Of course, the weekly newspapers were reporting last week that former President Robert Mugabe's family might be targeted. There was even a hint that one of the cases that was being investigated involved murder, Gibbs, allegedly by a member of the First Family. This is according to the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, or ZAC. And of course, we did try to bring on board the chief investigator in the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, Mr. Goodson Nguni. Unfortunately, he said he was not available today and was trying to get us someone to talk to, the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. But unfortunately, the lines are bad. Next time, we'll certainly try to bring them on board. But those are some of the issues that they're investigating, like you mentioned earlier on, that even the degree allegedly attained by former First Lady Grace Mugabe is being investigated. You know, ZAC is saying there are no records at all at the University of Zimbabwe about that particular degree. So it's an issue that they are investigating. And of course, issues of diamonds allegedly that disappeared. But of course, they remain just allegations, but the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission says
it is investigating. And the last time I talked to Mr. Ngun, actually, he was saying that they are dealing with 482 cases.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of you see that they are looking at. So quite a number of cases, Gibbs.
Yes, we had a caller, but his phone just cut off. And then we've got Henry Makura, who says, I'm watching you from South Africa. I don't see a difference between these guys and those that are street workers. So then Priscilla Mtuang Ndlovu says, send corner, can you call me again? So she sent us a number there on Facebook. I guess we are going to access it. Then Zex Skauke says, I'm happy to watch you guys live. Live from Washington. And this is my first time. Good job, man. And then he says, there's Cesar Chuma, who says, what about those who looted farms? And some of these farms were used as kickbacks. Then Mtetepi Zulu says, Linjan Bafowethu is in Botswana. And then we've got several other people who are actually watching. Thank you so much, Tokas Wobe, you're saying you're watching us. Carl Marunga is also around. He says, please call me if you can. Hazel Mata Buzwane Tube says, yeah, but let's not hip everybody or paint everybody with the same brush. You must give us substantive, tangible evidence as to what each individual looted. Remember, being a thief has its roots from one's childhood. That's something new to say, right?
Tinam Koma Mandike Variparunare Magadi. Mkoma Mandike?
Ndiriku kunjai.
Taurai zveitizwe, tukutaura nyaya dzeworids.
Iyo nyaya irikuitwa naMnangagwa ndofunga itori nyaya yakatoya nhaka iyoyo. Zvasiyana zvaiitwa navaMugabe pamakore apfuura. Nekuti zvitori nani kuti vanosungwa vasungwe pane kuti pashayikwa anosungwa. Izvo zvavarikuita zvitori nani zvo nekutiwo ndovayamoti ndovanyatsoziva mbavha kuti yanga iri hombe ndeipi zvichiteera nezvigaro zvavo zvichiita zvakadaro. Cherekazo vabata vaMnangagwa as long vabata dzimwe mbavha dzine dzose idzi. Bava ngadzisunge tiri kwaiti ngaitoroba itoendera mberi even nyange nekumareserva jangaitopinda kumacancellors nekumasabhuku whomeve aita that kind of corruption atombobatwa nenyaya dzakadai saidzidzo zvingando manzi mashomashoma andingakuda kuti ndichitaura tiro kwaiti sakanaka kunamboiti ngavabate vanhu vanhu vangavasunge chibage chingaora shuwa kuora mumba vanhu vachifane nzara chiipine nzara chibage chinzitaurira mumba makambozona kupi iwewe
I want to note that Skurua Mandike. Mr. Mandike says he supports what President Mnangagwa is doing, but of course, want to emphasize that all these are allegations. You know, of course, there are people on air, they are fond of saying, oh, so and so is corrupt. You know, that is up to the courts to decide whether one is corrupt or not. You know, in law they say you are innocent until proven guilty. Of course, that's what we want to emphasize. But Mkoma Mandiki is saying Mr. Mnangagwa is starting somewhere. He should take this even to the you know villages, because he's alleging that there are some councillors. So he's saying they too must be investigated, and he's commending the president for doing this.
And then we've got Shapiro on Facebook. Shapiro Moyo says, call me. You know, his country code is 90. I don't know which country that is. And then we've got Sakile Linine who say, I'm watching you guys. Great topic. You are enjoying it. Then Ruben Lovu says, Sabona Tube. Just corner. Ruben, thank you so much. And give us your number. We'll call you right now. Do you have any caller there?
I think we have Mkoma Forward. Magadi Mkoma Forward.
Novara mkoba kwakati ikoko
kuno kuri nani chando chete
uno kune chando chokupisa mani
zvakaomba right sipo pfungwa dzenyu
pfungwa dzangu zvizvo dzinodai ini ndinowira zvaari kutaura bhozi ZANU-PF igomo rakasara nemakudo ramamwe makudo haachanzimo aya asara anotora mamwe ouya osungirira pamutete pemunda kuti uya muone paya pamaria kana pataria apa ari kusungirirwa mune mabarwe futi
saka areke achisungirira makudo ndiana
yemamwe acho iwawo ari imwe iwo akatofanana namunangagwa dati igomo remakudo rese anotora mamwe asingachanzima kuti uyaone paya pawairi yaona paonaira
apa
andi mazona mai saka kuti iwo mabaro arimo are kukurya are kukurya kuti andorya nekuti iwo agara asara iwawo ari kurya zvirimo izvezo andi mazona mai
saka
kuti kuti vanonga dzapa pane zvavari kuita chaizvo zvinooneka hapana vari kufamba nenhende yashure kuti muri kundiona here tinoona kuti kubindwa apa ini ziso chazvatichioni corruption yacho anotaura chavaita chaikuru chinooneka chiri wozvisi zvatinefunei zvakare kumbirai kangai wakaba 300 million
vaidzi vakaba aditika
gmb atiri minister of agriculture asi haana kusunga tikatora dzananyagumbo tikatora dzakawandisa ndikaona kuti kufamba vakaita nhenda yashure kwaari kuita kuti vanhu vasaona kuti chii chekutora nzito ndezve ndingangotaura kuti nekugiana mazinga zvaari kutaura kuti ndo zviri kuitika namunangagwa toti ha tiri kuona zvaari kuita regai paanotangira papatu paangatanga kutanga ipapo iro rwizi rwese rwakatodira kare zvikatopera saka hapasisina paanotangira apa kungotanga nyadzi kuti semunhu wagadzwa nenzira dzidzidzo semunhu waitemura chigaro kuti uone kuti zvingaenda nepi zvingada kubatwa nepasi unongoti apa batese apa batese apa batese hapana chinooneka kana chinobuda chii hazvina zvimo saka corruption yacho anotaura kuti ikude kuzama ndeipi kana ari kuzama hatisi kuiona hatina kumboona kana munhu wani achadzwa hatisi kuona munhu wani kana kuti wazi zvakati wasoda kuti pakati haa
aiwasaka
ndozvidatokotaura zvemaita basi
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma forward that's mkoma forward there using you know
the metaphors eh?
Yes a lot of them of course likening Zanu PF to
a troop
of baboons you say that you know they all go to the field steal maize
yeah
you know but occasionally they will penalize a few baboons yes they kick them out and then they tie them somewhere and say you've been stealing maize but yeah. You know they've been doing it together yeah. You know so you say that he's a man of little faith
yeah.
He says I mean this government cannot handle it because you know it's not approaching the subject with dirty hands but the whole body
yeah.
Is dirty.
Then Zopa the best right the best gesture to the nation would be to have President Mnangagwa himself first declare his assets and wealth publicly while his government is still looking for more people or corrupt people so that Zimbabweans will know that they have a non-corrupt president. I think we've got Priscilla maybe
we have another caller I think in Ndebele.
Yes, yeah, sizwe slobana ncweni. Eh, msunduzo kunjani?
Yaphila pisa siwe kunjani?
Hayi phila kule ungene late lamhlanje. Akutjwa ukuphosela kosibili ngamafishane kwana.
Ah, lami ngibona kanjalo Mr. Dube man ukuthi hayi laba bantu ababochoye bona. Kuright ababo kumnangagwa. Ngoba ngamasela amakhulu.
Asithi bacatshangela ukuthi ngoba ngamasela yokunjani?
Eh, awasona siyaxolisekela lapho kuphindwe enkulu.
Yebo kunjani? Ngoba
kodwa umbuzo uzosalumile futhi ukuthi kathi yena ozokopha umnango wakhe uzovela kuphi ngoba naye igama lakhe liyathinteka endaweni eziningi umbuzo uzosalume lapho ukuthi ngubani kodwa ke mbona ukuthi engabagweba laba bantu yabona maye ngabagweba enami ikhanda ngizaliginya ngoba ngibona ngabagweba laba bantu
awuboni-ke manje isikhathi sesizaphela mnumzana siyabonga. Yeah, so he says, we'll cut the guards. Who's going to arrest the president if ever there's a case to answer? That's a big question.
Indeed. Of course, like we want to emphasize, all those allegations, it's up to the courts to decide. We have heard names are being thrown around. So-and-so is corrupt, so-and-so is corrupt. But it's all up to the courts to decide. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And of course, we want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, human rights lawyer, Ms. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu, a political activist. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.